This is a great American city, and we've only just begun. To all of you, good morning. Isn't this an amazing building? To the City Council, to Councilmember Monteleone, Councilmember Reddick, Councilmember Capine, our great Chairman Charlie Miranda, Councilmember Cohen, to my partners at the County Commission, the Chairman Mark Sharp, Commissioner Sandy Merman, thank you for being here and welcome to the state of the city. To our friends and to our neighbors, to the entrepreneurs that are here, to business people, to the students, to the dogs, to the young professionals, good morning. First of all, let me thank Pastor Jenkins, my friend of over 20 years, for that amazing invocation. Pastor, I got to tell you, with a crowd this big, we need to pass the hat. We might be able to build a church with all the people that are here this morning. Thank you to that amazing gospel choir. You continue every year. Amen. They bring down the house wherever they go, and I am appreciative for it. They are city employees, and we are proud of them. To the city employees that are here today, I want you to know that nothing I am going to talk about today could happen without you. I thank you every day for the luxury of being your mayor. We've had some tough years. We've got one more tough year to go, but we're going to get through it just like we did before. We're going to execute. We're going to do our jobs. We're going to get up every day. We're going to go to work. We're going to do more with less, and we're going to get it done. To Adam Harden and Chaz Bruck, the owners of this amazing piece of property, and the whole staff at Soho Capital, thank you for allowing us to use what will be an amazing building. After last year's speech at the Crest Building to today at the Tampa Armature Building, it may seem like I just focus on old buildings. It may be because I'm getting old. But I do, because they represent our community's history. But more importantly, they represent our future. This building, like so many buildings in our city, is an enduring symbol of the work of generations of immigrants who came to this country to build a better life for themselves and their families, and on whose shoulders we stand today. In this case, this facility was built in 1911 to house the streetcars. It originally was called the Tico Streetcar Building. Later, it was put to work as a manufacturing facility by Tampa Armature. This building is part of how Tampa came to be what it is today. Sometimes in a shell of a building like this, that opportunity, that potential, has been held captive to our low expectations. But today, we have a new willingness to see not what has been, but what could be. Buildings like this are part of our future, but it's the people of our city that will shape our future and will help realize the full potential of this building and this neighborhood. One person, one neighborhood at a time, we are a city poised on the verge of greatness, unwilling to settle for anything less than excellence. I want to thank Lena Young Green. Lena's sitting right here in front of me. That's right. You'll see a lot of folks with stickers on today. That stands for Historic Tampa Heights. In many ways, the name Lena Young Green is synonymous with the Historic Tampa Heights neighborhood. She has lived here for more than 30 years and has been involved in every step this neighborhood has taken. Mostly forward, sometimes backward, but never giving up. This is her home. This is where she raised her four sons and taught them about giving back. Perhaps that's why three of her sons are teachers in some way, shape, or form. Many of us know one of her sons. He also is sitting here in front of me. Owen Young is the principal at Middleton High School. Come on, all you Blake graduates, get off your hands and cheer for Middleton High School. Owen is a young man who's carrying on the tradition of great educators at Middleton High School, one of Tampa's most historic schools, a place where generations of African Americans were educated when that was one of only two high schools that they were allowed to go. The second is right across the river, the new Blake High School, rebuilt to honor the old Blake High School. When he took over at Middleton High School, it was on life support, constantly being forced with the threat of being shut down because of its failing performance. Today, it's a national model for how to turn around a school. Middleton students win national robotics championships on a yearly basis. Tell me that's not an amazing turnaround. Now, Owen's mom, Lena, likes to talk about how we're all on this earth to do something. We're all here today because we care about our neighborhoods, about our city, about our future. We are here today to ensure that as a community, we fulfill that potential. Now, I could talk to you about the last 3 years and the record of success that we've had working together, and I will, just a bit. I could talk to you about the things that we want to achieve next year, and I will, just a bit. But today, I want to talk to you about the next 20 years. Cities like Tampa are increasingly becoming the hub of innovation, synonymous with growth and ingenuity. That changing role will shape our future. Tampa is my home. It's the place where Kathy and I choose to raise our family and you choose to raise yours. I remember when I arrived here. It was 1982. I owned a 66 Dodge Dart with no air conditioning. I had $300 in my pocket, just having been discharged from Navy flight school, and I had nowhere else to go. I knew one person. At the time, only 275,000 people lived in the city of Tampa. Today, I'm the mayor, and our city is growing faster than it has since the 1960s. People want to be a part of what we're doing here. I remember when there was a working wharf and the Mirabella Fish Market on the southern edge of the Hillsborough River, when Harbor Island didn't even exist. It was a phosphate dumping pit. Now, six mayors, 40 years in the making, we will complete that river walk by the end of this year, which will allow you to bike, to run, to walk throughout our urban core, from the Tampa History Museum to the Strass Center. 40 years, 6 years in the making, that's going to be a great day for this city. And soon, behind me right here, the Riverwalk will connect all the way to the North Boulevard Bridge as part of this development. 10 years ago, the conversation about how to activate downtown was the focus of a dedicated few. In 2001, 600 people lived in downtown Tampa, and 300 of them lived in the Morgan Street Jail. It's true. Some of you might have been there. Today, entrepreneurs and thousands of residents aren't just talking. They're renewing neighborhoods in downtown, the Channel District, West Tampa, and right here in Tampa Heights. Look around. Times have changed. Tampa grew, and it grew up. We play host to the world. Super Bowls. Republican National Convention, in 2017, the National College Football Championship. In just 1 month from now, we will host the Bollywood Awards, the first time it has ever been held in the United States, and 800 million people will watch what we see every day. And Tampanians are taking their turn on the world stage. Declan Farmer and his dad, Matt, are here today. They just returned from Sochi, Russia, where Declan played sled hockey in the Paralympics. He scored 2 goals against Canada, putting the United States into the gold medal final with Russia. The United States sled hockey team won that game, and Declan Farmer, a 16-year-old student at Berkeley Prep, sitting right here, is a gold medalist. Stand up. Stand up, Declan. No physical obstacle stood in Declan Farmer's way. He stood up, and when they played that national anthem, it was the United States, and it was Declan Farmer wearing those gold medals. We are proud of you, Declan. Congratulations. We are a major American city in a time when cities are on the rise. Across the country, more and more people are choosing to live in our urban areas. In fact, for the first time in decades, cities are outpacing far-flung suburban areas in population growth. In Tampa, the demand for residential units easily outstrips our supply, and those residents are continuing to demand new retail, new opportunities for their urban living. Every day, more and more of the economic capital in the United States is created in cities like Tampa. In the state of Florida, cities like Tampa are responsible for $751 billion of the gross state product of $777 million. The Tampa metropolitan area alone generates nearly $120 billion per year. Health plan services, ConnectWise, Biologics Development Services, CLI Solutions, Verizon, USAA, all companies that are expanding in Tampa. Depository Trust. Today, companies can choose to locate anywhere in the world that they want to be, and they are choosing our city. Over the last 3 years, we've created more jobs than any other metropolitan area in the state of Florida, and we expect that growth to continue as we take our turn as a great American city. We've grown our way out of this recession. That's right, you can cheer for that. One of those local entrepreneurs is here with us today. His office is right over there in the Beck Building. His name is Julius Davis. Julius and his partner, George Rivera, own Volta Air Consulting Engineers. Julius grew up in East Tampa. Where are you, Julius? Stand up. Julius grew up in East Tampa. His very first job was as a day laborer working for his father's masonry company. In May, he will graduate with his MBA, something a CEO of a firm that has tripled in size in the last 5 years could probably have taught the course. Julius, stories like yours are why we celebrate today. Your vision, your commitment, and your work ethic are why Tampa Bay continues to lead the state in the number of new jobs created. Julius, get back to work. We need more jobs. But we can do better. Within a decade, south of Atlanta, this ought to be the economic engine that drives the southeast United States. But if we're going to achieve that, we can't just rely on domestic trade. We've got to open up the doors to Latin America. We need to be the gateway to the Central America and South America. We need to plant Tampa's flag in Brazil, Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica, Uruguay, and beyond. Today, you can get a Copa Airlines nonstop direct to Panama City, a major hub for Latin American travelers, and arrived there in less than 3 hours. 2 years ago, and I was there. Copa Airlines said to Tampa, Florida, thanks, but no thanks. You're not even on our radar. Go away. We didn't go away. We didn't quit. We dogged them and dogged them and dogged them until we made the case that this was an opportunity that made sense for them, that the business model worked, and today, Copa flies 4 days a week out of TIA. I want daily service 7 days a week. I want passengers flying from Latin America. To be able to ride the airport's new people mover, hop off in a walkable West Shore business district, with restaurants, amenities, and office space. Thanks to Joe Lupano and his team, and to our state legislators and the governor, we're on track for a $1 billion expansion of our beloved TIA, thanks largely to an initial infusion of capital from the state legislature and from the state government and our governor. We appreciate it. They joined hands, worked across party lines, put aside party differences, and the end result is our airport, 40 years old, the envy of the world, will turn its next chapter in its existence, and we will continue to be the best airport in the world. I don't know about you, but I think it's time we started putting aside our partisan differences. Who cares who's a Democrat or who's a Republican? Who cares? We need to put aside those differences and start focusing what is right with this state. We were elected to do a job, not to argue about politics and ideology. In the Port of Tampa, and Paul Anderson and his team, we're preparing for the opening of the Panama Canal and all of the opportunities that that presents. In December, we announced a major port partnership with Amports, one of the largest car processors in the United States. Because of this new partnership, cars coming from Latin America will arrive in Tampa to be distributed all over the Southeast, and cars made here in the United States can hop on a freighter for distribution in Latin and Central America. With a new master plan that will guide the development of the port for the next two decades, our port, Tampa Bay, is ready for its next iteration. We will be the gateway to the Americas. Es nuestro tiempo. While Washington and Tallahassee are in perpetual gridlock, playing games instead of getting the job done, increasingly it's up to mayors and community leaders to solve today's problems, generating new economic opportunities, solving the housing crisis, reducing crime, protecting the public, investing in our transportation options. In cities like Charlotte and Austin and Louisville and Denver, they have embraced the concept of becoming innovators. Problem solvers. We need to push ourselves. We need to be those innovators. We need to be those pioneers. But as we grow, we must also lift. Our increasing prosperity cannot be limited to one neighborhood. Our increasing optimism cannot be defined by a census tract. From New Tampa to Port Tampa, we are all in this together. We suffered through the Great Recession together. And as we emerge from the brightness of that time to a new sunlight of a city preparing for its next chapter, we will do that together also. That rising tide must benefit all neighborhoods, not just some neighborhoods. Now, for decades, time passed Sulphur Springs by, and the city grew up around this historic neighborhood. It has the unfortunate distinction of being known as one of the poorest neighborhoods in the city. A year ago, we announced the Nehemiah Project based on the story in the Bible about restoration. We said that we would demolish more than 75 homes. 75 homes in a neighborhood that were sitting vacant and dilapidated, a blight on that great community. Cases like Sulphur Springs, we can be that change. With our partners like the YMCA, Layla's House, United Way, Neighborhood of Promise, we can create a community and an environment that is safe, where families grow and children can succeed. We made it our mission to turn that neighborhood around. I committed to back up our talk with actions, actions that will make a difference for the children that are growing up there. In the years since, Tampa police have assigned extra officers to the area, and crime is down by 20%. We've picked up 150 tons of debris and accumulations. Let me tell you something. A neighborhood feels about itself the way it looks. That makes a difference. We've installed more than 400 new streetlights to keep that neighborhood safe. Today, we're building homes where there once was collapsed buildings. We're not waiting for anybody else to help stabilize that neighborhood. When we're done on those vacant lots, new owner-occupied houses will be constructed. Together, not just the city, not just the government, together, we're going to have a renaissance in Sulphur Springs because we have a choice. The choice is we ignore it. The choice is that rising tide of prosperity doesn't touch Sulphur Springs. Or we can choose to make a difference. We can choose to invest. On that first day, that when we tore down that house, I met a little girl. She couldn't have been more than 3. She was living in a neighborhood that gave her few options and little hope. Chances are, she would have ended up like a lot of good little girls in that neighborhood. A statistic. She's here today. Her name is Legacy. Legacy, stand up, sweetheart. That's my little girl. That's your little girl. That's all of our little girls. Now, it's up to us what our legacy is going to be. But I know for me, I hope my legacy is that because of our work in Sulphur Springs and East Tampa and North Boulevard Homes, that little girls like Legacy can point to us, that means you, and say, I now have a better chance. There's a lot of good things going on in this city. A lot of good things. In downtown Tampa, a few months from now, the old federal courthouse, boarded up, abandoned for a decade, rotting by neglect, costing the city $100,000 a year to keep the AC on and cut the grass, will open up as the new Le Meridian Hotel, a 130-room boutique hotel that will take what is an amazing historic structure in downtown Tampa and make it a destination for tourists and for everyone else. In Perry Harvey Park, just a half a mile from here, next to what used to be a violent, gang-riddled, drug-riddled Central Park housing project, Perry Harvey Park, now a relatively passive park with little activity, will soon be able to accommodate the thousands of new residents who call Encore home. We must give those residents an active park that they can enjoy, a park that reflects the history of Central Avenue and that pays homage to the many historic contributions to generations of African Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, a concrete skate bowl pales in comparison to the history of our African American community at Central Park. We're going to get that park done. Just a few hundred feet behind me, you can see the construction of Waterworks Park and the renovation of the historic Waterworks Building. Again, another facility that had been abandoned for decades. When you leave today, I want you to walk over there. And I want you to see what I saw 3 years ago. What I saw was not an abandoned building and a boarded up park. What I saw was an opportunity. What I saw was an opportunity to create a destination here on the north end of the river. What I saw was a spring that had been clogged up for years, full of debris, shopping carts. A spring that had fed the city of Tampa's drinking needs for decades. I didn't see an empty spring. I saw hope springing eternal. I saw an opportunity. And so did Richard Gonsmart. We all know the Gonsmart family. We've eaten there thousands of times. I could do the flamingo dance. Not very well. But Richard Gonsmart saw something different as well. He saw an opportunity to pay homage to his family, generations who grew up in a nearby neighborhood. He saw an opportunity to create a project that would last far beyond his time here on earth. You see, Richard Gonsmart and I have far more yesterdays than we have tomorrows. But Richard Gonsmart understood what could happen on that site. He understood that he had to pass on to his kids and his grandkids what his mother and father passed on to him and what his grandfather and grandmother passed on to them. So when the Gonsmart family stepped up and said, "We're in," when Casey and Richard and all the siblings said, "We're in, Mayor, we're going to do something special here. We're going to honor that amazing history, but yet we're going to create something that will be part of our future." Out of that abandoned spring, out of that abandoned building, out of that abandoned park will come Eulalie Springs. That spring has been reclaimed. That spring will flow to the Hillsborough River. That park will be redone. In a few months, I'm going to cut a ribbon on what will be an amazing transformation of an underutilized piece of property that will generate private capital, that will generate additional development, and once again, we will celebrate this amazing river. Richard Gonsmart, thank you for believing in this city. But we can't sit still. We can't rest on our laurels. We've got to continue to keep our neighborhood safe. In the past 11 years, under the leadership of Steve Hogue and our amazing Chief Jane Castor, crime in the city of Tampa has dropped 69%. Let me say that again. 69%. You know what that means? That means there's over 150,000 less victims. That's us. That's us. The men and women of the Tampa Police Department, the men and women of Tampa Fire Rescue, they get up every day to do a job that we can't do for ourselves, and we owe them a debt of gratitude. Tampa Police Department has changed the way they police. It's data-driven. It's community-oriented. It's about establishing those relationships with the community so the community knows that the police officers are their friends, not their enemies, their allies in the war on crime to keep their neighborhoods safe. That's why, in spite of being required to retire this year after 30 years of service, I have asked Tampa Police Chief Jane Castor, my friend, to stay on for one more additional year. Come on, give it up for our police chief. Stand up, Jane. My chief's not going anywhere. I will extend her contract by 1 year so that we can continue to create change in our community and make our neighborhoods safer and lead the finest police department in the country. I would submit to you there's not a city in America that has reduced crime by 69%, and we're keeping our chief as long, and I can be pretty persuasive, but certainly for the next year. Thank you, Chief Castor. Secondly, we've got to have more transportation options. Mark Sharp just fell out of his seat. We know that people who commute every day are frustrated. For too long, the only real option we've ever given ourselves is to build more roads, widen them, and start over. That's not an option. That's not an investment. I'm talking about mobility options. And yes, I'm talking about rail that connects us to St. Pete and Pinellas County. Now, a rail station may not be in your particular neighborhood, but we can give you more transportation options. Buses that connect to a light rail system. Bus rapid transit that moves you from New Tampa to downtown. Buses are a big part of this solution. It's not just one option. It's not just two options. It's multiple options, but we need to start now. We need to make sure that our streets are safe for walking and bike safety, and that we connect these intermodal centers. It means partnering with the private sector to do things like bike share. It means looking beyond the artificial boundaries on a map. Those bridges are not barriers. They are conduits to cooperation. We need to support Greenlight Pinellas. We need to do everything we can to make sure that passes. Because you know what? When Pinellas succeeds, we succeed. Rick Kreisman, the mayor of Tampa, the mayor of St. Pete, we're in this together. Yeah, he's not going to be the mayor of Tampa. That ain't happening. I wouldn't mind his baseball team, but... I just figured out what the lead story is going to be tomorrow. Listen, the time has come for us to stand up. We need mobility options, and we need them sooner rather than later. We need rail as an option, and yes, we need to recognize that rail will never pay for itself. No means of transportation pays for itself. I don't think the stagecoach paid for itself. Don't let anybody kid you and say farebox revenue has to make sense, because transportation never pays for itself. Every time we buy a gallon of gas, the gas tax pays for the roads. We need mobility options. And our goal, at the latest, should be a referendum in the fall of 2016. I would prefer sooner, but we've got to get it done at a minimum by fall of 16. And we need your help. We need your help. Now, in the next few years, we're going to have unprecedented opportunities. We're working with our partners in Hillsborough County to extend the CRAs around the city, but particularly in downtown Tampa. Those tax increment financing tools have allowed this city to invest in large-scale projects that stimulate millions of dollars in private equity being deployed to support and to complement that. Downtown would not be the same without that tax increment financing. We would not have been able to do most of the things that we have done without that tax increment financing. I look forward to working with the City Council, who, sitting in their role as CRA, will decide where those investments are made. But we need the county's support on this. We need to continue and extend those TIFs. We can't do what we do without them, and I'm confident our partners at the county are going to be there right there with us. Now, you heard me talk about legacy. The question becomes, what's our legacy going to be? What is it that they will remember about us? For me, part of it is connecting our neighborhoods. Downtown, the Channel District, Ybor on the east, North Hyde Park and West River on the west, Seminole Heights and East Tampa. Young professionals are moving to our community in droves. In the next 12 to 18 months, I am convinced we will have five new residential towers under construction in the urban core, with urban parks and retail amenities to serve it, and hopefully a downtown grocery store. Amen to that. The Envision Plan looks at how we connect those dots. We can't have neighborhoods out there unrelated and unattached. We need to be able to connect the dots. That's part of what we do. When we have an opportunity to transform our urban core, you take it. You cannot waste it. This is a special time in our history. But downtown alone can't prosper. All of the neighborhoods that touch downtown must prosper. Historic Ybor City, North Hyde Park, the West River, Tampa Heights. We're going to rebuild and reconnect those neighborhoods, and that's how we're going to shape our future. And that starts out with this fundamental premise. This river that you see behind me will be the center of everything that we do. The days of us turning our back on the river are over. The days of us building non-conforming uses and parking garages on the river are over. The days of us looking at that river as the western edge of our downtown are over. That river needs to be the center of our urban experience. We need to expand our horizons beyond the West Bank of the Hillsborough River. We need to look at UT as an economic engine. We need to look at the role of Tampa General Hospital as they expand on the Furman Kennedy site. We need to look at HCC. We need to look at how we create that whole medical educational complex in the North Hyde Park area, because from Howard and Armenia to the river ought to be the center of our urban experience. Now, it's a big plan. It's a bold plan. It's an audacious plan. But I can tell you this. We have to start somewhere. The West Bank of the Hillsborough River has 150 acres that throws off only $150,000 in property tax, that entire 150 acres, because it is largely owned by one governmental agency or another. It's time that changed. We've created a master plan that will recreate the environment in North Boulevard Homes. Once again, a violent, dangerous, drug-filled, gang-infested neighborhood. Those young people in North Boulevard Homes, little girls like Legacy, deserve a better life. They shouldn't have to walk through shell casings to get to a playground. They shouldn't be subjected to the gun violence that takes place out there. They need a better opportunity. So we're going to recreate that environment. We're going to recreate North Boulevard Homes. We're going to take the 20 acres that the city of Tampa owns that we now park trucks on and create an environment where people live, work, and play with commercial, retail, residential, with mixed-use housing, with subsidized housing that complements North Hyde Park, that makes it a destination for people who want to live in the urban core, enjoy urban amenities, and retain the flavor of what made West Tampa great. West Tampa is a special place. From the Sogar workers to the Salsinas family, from Main Street to North Boulevard, from Clara Fry to Moses White's Barbecue. That's the type of history that we need to retain, that we need to honor, that we need to preserve, but that we need to turn the chapter to create an environment where these kids have a better opportunity and we can do more than just accept mediocrity. We're not accepting mediocrity anymore, folks. The second part of that is to redo Julian B. Lane Riverfront Park. If you drive down North Boulevard, you can't even see the river. West Riverfront and North Hyde Park deserve better, and we're going to give it to them. We're in the midst of a planning process now in conjunction with the neighbors and the neighborhoods to find out what they want, to build on their hopes and their desires to create a park that's a destination, to create a park that we're proud of, to create a park that celebrates the river on the West Bank. It will be an amazing project. You know, the ancient Greeks said, fortune favors the bold. We can do this. We absolutely can do this. This is a special moment for us. We can reshape neighborhoods. We can find the funding to change lives. We can create new economic opportunities and connect neighborhoods and change our city for the better. When companies open here, when businesses like Julia's expand here, when Middleton succeeds, we all succeed. When children like Legacy can live and grow up and prosper in Sulphur Springs, then we all succeed. When we choose to give people options and invest in infrastructure, then we all succeed. When we reshape a neighborhood and give that neighborhood hope again while honoring its past, then we all succeed. Our city has changed since the trolleys were once in this building. But look at what they built. Imagine what this building and this project will become. Look at that skyline behind me and tell me that you don't feel an electricity that is coursing through the veins of this city. Tell me that you don't feel a buzz in everybody that you talk to about what's going on in this city. Tell me people aren't more optimistic. Tell me people aren't more hopeful. Tell me that we haven't come through the wreckage of this recession in better shape and are prepared for the next iteration of this community. Now, Adam and Chaz have a lot of work ahead of them. But they're going to transform this into something great. We've come far, Tampa. We've come far in 3 years. But like this building, we stand on the foundations of many men and women who came before us. I stand on the foundations of mayors who left me a great opportunity and a great city. But we need to be reminded that we don't rest. We don't rest on our laurels. We've had a good 3 years. Things are getting better, but we can't stop now. I'm reminded of an old spiritual. Pastor? It was sung by James Cleveland. He said, "I ain't no ways tired. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told Tampa that this road was going to be easy. But I know he didn't bring us this far to leave us now." Well, I'll tell you what. Tampa doesn't know what quit means. Tampa doesn't know what it means to give up. Declan Farmer never quit. Julius Davis never quit. Lena Young Green never quit. We've got a lot of work ahead of us, folks. But let me tell you something. Today, in this building, our history meets our brightest hopes. The state of our city is good, but the promise of our future is within our grasp. 20 years from now, they're going to say about us, about this time in our history, that this is where Tampa stood up. This is where we made a difference. And they will say, job well done. Thank you.